In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. If you have been paying attention to the events in Baltimore this past week, you know that it has been another hard period for our city. The recent spike in shootings and death during the last 2 months only accelerated in the last 7 days. It is hard to keep track of the daily gun violence, but we have had 48 homicides in the last 30 days. And on Tuesday this last week alone, 11 people were shot, the highest one-day total this year. The last weekend, there were no shootings in Baltimore. Literally was the weekend of April 10th through 12th, 2015. Freddie Gray was arrested on that April 12th that year. And you know the chronic violence that we have experienced since then. I have been following the news closely in anticipation of an announcement of a new police commissioner. Even that process was infected with confusion, with a premature statement from the mayor of Fort Worth that her chief of police was resigning to become our chief of police. Mayor Pugh belatedly and awkwardly had to deny that statement Friday afternoon. This has been a hard week for our city. With that backdrop in mind, let me tell you the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey used to say. A member of Redeemer asked to meet with David, Christina, and me this past Wednesday morning. The time picked was only because the four of us had an overlapping opening on our respective calendars. The person came in with individually wrapped packages. David, Christina, and I opened them together to find three beautiful matching stoles that we are wearing this morning. We were so grateful for the thoughtfulness, and then even more indebted when we heard the story of the origin of the artwork. Let me share it with you as told by the creator artist, whose name is Colleen Hintz. She writes as follows. Thank you for purchasing a gun violence awareness stole. The journey began for me back in June of 2016. My bishop, the Right Reverend Mark Beckwith, along with Bishop Douglas of Connecticut and Bishop Sutton of Maryland, had convened Bishops United Against Gun Violence following the tragedy in Sandy Hook. At that time, they chose to wear orange stoles to metaphorically communicate, "Don't shoot," just as hunters wear orange vests for safety. Colleen continues, I looked long and hard to find the perfect fabric to create a stole for Bishop Mark. When I found the beautiful, colorful, multi-ethnic children's faces from the book, Brown Bear, What Do You See? I knew I had found the perfect piece. Ultimately, I received permission from the copywriter of the fabric to make 200 stoles, with the understanding that one half of the proceeds would be donated to the work of Bishops United Against Gun Violence. She concluded, "My prayer is that children will someday be able to say, 'No more guns will point at us.'" The Redeemer donor of these stoles had no way of knowing that the timing of the gift would be so poignant. A reminder that in the midst of darkness, an unexpected light might appear. David and I wear them today in solidarity of our ongoing commitment to not losing hope or compromising the expectation to bringing our city out of the current crisis of drugs and violence. As it turned out, Bishop Sutton had a previously scheduled appointment at Redeemer that Wednesday afternoon, so we asked if he would bless the stoles before his meeting. David and I gathered around the altar, and the bishop offered an amazing prayer and blessing, during which he reminded us that Jesus indeed was born in a time of violence and himself killed in a very cruel way, and yet he never lost faith in spreading his message of love and peace. I personally found that a very powerful and motivating image that our role is to go and do likewise, specifically to step into understanding what discipleship really is, even in the midst of crisis and discouragement. Ironically, or should I say, a blessed sense of theological timing, the gospel from Mark this morning reinforces that message of discipleship. We hear the apostles James and John, sons of Zebedee, blatantly and unashamedly asking Jesus, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." The arrogance embedded in their question is met with some tolerance when Jesus responds, "What is it you want me to do for you?" The superiority of James and John continues. "Grant us to sit, one at your right hand and one at your left." These are traditional metaphorical examples of power and privilege. Again, with some degree of patience, Jesus says, "You do not know what you are asking." The excerpt from Mark is yet another attempt by Jesus to explain to the disciples that first he, Jesus, is on his way to Jerusalem to be executed and resurrected, and second, that the true way for them to follow his teachings is not situated from a position of power and prestige, but rather by servant leadership, a place of humility and vulnerability. While we can drink from the cup and be baptized, that does not in and of itself qualify us as servant leaders. Servant leadership happens for them and for us when we place the welfare of our neighbors ahead of our own desire for power and prestige and possessions. Servant leadership prioritizes others before self and acts on that basis, thereby changing the world for good. Right now, we in this church, in our city, and in our country are in desperate need of servant leaders. That need directs our attention, yours and mine, to the simple question, who will I serve? Who will you serve? As one commentator said, you are either willingly and even joyfully serving others, or you will become a slave to your own illusions that you can be free and secure with your future, with prestige and power. I conclude by publicly thanking the member of the parish who wishes to remain anonymous for their servant leadership with the donation of the stoles. Every time they are worn, my hope and prayer is that we will be reminded of our ongoing invitation to remember the words of Jesus from the gospel. Whoever wishes to become great among you, you must be your servant. And whoever wishes to become first among you, you must be slave of all. For the Son of Man, even he came not to be served, but to serve. Amen.